dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. We're back. Nick DiGilio Show on a Friday. All the regular Friday features start now. With you, big dummy. This is where we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. And then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Tom votes, I vote, and then the first person through at 312-981-7200 votes. And then we have a dummy of the week. Let's begin. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Even a burn ban, with a burn ban in place, fire officials in Florida have already seen an increase in fires, including a Saturday blaze that was reportedly sparked by a gender reveal celebration. We were informed that it was caused by a gender reveal using Tannerite and a weapon. The Brevard County Fire Rescue Chief Mark Schallmeyer said, something as seemingly innocent as a gender reveal can turn into a large-scale disaster where homes are threatened. Schallmeyer said people need to follow the rules of burn bans, especially during the coronavirus pandemic, which is straining resources. Especially during these potential COVID-19 responses and medical responses, it can quickly overwhelm resources. And by that, I mean it will leave no resources to respond the medical calls that we need when needed. We want to prevent those wildfires started carelessly by, let's say, fireworks, campfires, open trash, or burning bonfires. Those kind of incidents will escalate rapidly. The outdoor equipment utilizing internal combustion engines like ATVs, lawnmowers, and the like, make sure to have your spark arrestor on them.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. One man was taken into custody after court documents show he was accused of entering a Powell gas station completely in the nude. According to records, Jalen Clay went into the Rocky Top Market on East Emory Road Saturday afternoon without any clothes on. Clay allegedly took a bottle of water and left without paying. Where was his money? He didn't have money. Witnesses told investigators that Clay re-entered the store shortly after and began knocking items off the shelf. Clay allegedly punched one woman in the head and began throwing sausages at the cashier. Arrest records show that Clay was stunned by officers repeatedly before they were able to take him into custody, and he faces charges of assault. Sausages?
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Three. A driver ignored the coronavirus lockdown and made a 220-mile round trip to pick up some windows he had bought on eBay. The driver traveled to Coventry, from Coventry to Salford and back again to pick up some 15-pound windows. They cost 15 pounds. That he'd bought online. He was stopped by police on the M6 in Cheshire, where officers discovered his wife in the boot because the windows had taken up all the room in the car. The boot, by the way, is the trunk.
And the hood is the bonnet.
Yes. Northwest Motorway Police tweeted details of this extraordinary incident on Sunday afternoon, posting a driver has traveled from Coventry to Salford to collect a 15-pound eBay purchase of windows. His wife could not fit in the vehicle, so she was traveling in the boot for the return journey when they were stopped on the M6 Cheshire. The force's Twitter followers reacted with disbelief. You genuinely can't make this S up. Officers have been setting up checkpoints all over the country and asking drivers if their journey is really necessary.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four.
A man arrested Saturday for auto theft claimed the coronavirus made him do it, cops say. According to investigators, Alvin Rementer, 70, in late January pawned his 2000 Chevy Silverado for $1,500 at Pawn Depot in St. Petersburg, Florida. Florida again. Since turning over the title to his wheels, Rementer has returned to the shop several times to make statements of not possibly being able to pay for a pawn payment, the arrest affidavit states. While the pawn shop manager was willing to work with him, cops say, Rementer allegedly took matters into his own hand at around 7 a.m. Saturday. Using a spare key, Rementer drove the truck away from the pawn shop, where it was parked outside for business. After the car was reported stolen, a cop spotted the vehicle and conducted a traffic stop. Rementer, who was driving the Chevy, reportedly confessed to stealing the vehicle, adding that he, quote, freaked out over the corona and the overall situation. Rementer, cops report, acknowledged that what he did was wrong and that he could have handled getting the vehicle back a different way. Charged with grand theft auto, a felony, Rementer is being held in the county jail in lieu of a $2,500 bond.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Okay. Take a quick break here, and then we've got one more dummy to read, and then we vote. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Nick Giglio on WGN. Yeah. We're back. Nick DiGiglio show here on 720 WGN. It's Friday. And we're doing You Big Dummy. One more dummy to go. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A Washington State man riding shotgun in an old Buick was arrested after fleeing a hit-and-run incident, leading the police on a high-speed chase on an interstate freeway. Meanwhile, the driver, his pet pit bull, got off scot-free. What? Such was the scene Sunday near Seattle when police arrested a 51-year-old man from Lakewood, Washington, who told them he was teaching his dog how to drive. The man apparently was steering the car from the passenger seat. Reports say the man, whose name was not released, was driving his 1996 Buick on Interstate 5 when he allegedly struck two vehicles in South Seattle near the Boeing Access Road and fled north on I-5. The car was spotted on the interstate near the river in Everett, and officials told KOMO-TV the vehicle was driving more than 100 miles per hour when they began the pursuit. The vehicle left the freeway near the Stanwood exit, 57 miles north of the hit-and-run, and then drove onto the Centennial Trail, a rails-to-trail bike path, The chase finally ended after police were able to deploy spike strips. Police found the man seated in the passenger seat and the dog behind the wheel. The man appeared to have been steering for the canine.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Okay. I'm sorry. This is, let me do a recap here. This is a tough week, man. There are some really good dummies here this week, I'm telling you. Okay, we've got the gender reveal that sparked a 10-acre brush fire in Florida. We've got the naked man who was charged in a sausage assault. We got the guy who led cops on a chase because he drove to get windows while his wife was in the trunk of the car. We got the guy who stole his car because of the coronavirus made him do it. And we got a guy who was arrested after teaching his dog to drive a Buick at 100 miles per 100 miles per hour. So you if you want to be the first one to be our third vote, 312-981-7200, which dummy would you vote for? 312-981-7200. Okay. Tom?
I'm going to give the runner-up to the guy driving to go get his windows that he bought
with his wife in the trunk.
Like, it's one thing that he's doing that. The windows are 15 quid. Come on.
Yeah.
Give me a break. But the choice is obvious. It's the man who said he was teaching his dog how to drive in a 1996 Buick, although I don't believe that a 1996 Buick can go faster than a cool 65, but hey, what do I know?
Well, it was doing 100. They clocked
apparently
him at
doing
100.
100. I don't know how that's possible, but imagine being the officer.
Just walks up to the car, and there's a pit bull behind the wheel.
License and registration, please.
Arr. Oh, man. Okay. All right. So the gender reveal thing is ridiculous. The naked guy throwing sausages is good, man.
That's crazy.
It's good. That's real good. A naked guy throwing sausages, you can't go wrong with that.
I like that they said that he was stunned by officers, but I thought really not as much as he stunned them.
Yeah.
Really.
Walks in, gets a bottle of water without paying. Well, he clearly doesn't have money on him.
I would just let that one slide.
Yeah. Well, but he came back and started throwing sausages.
Once the sausage throwing begins.
Once you're naked and you start throwing sausages, all bets are off.
You've crossed the line at that point.
The guy who put his wife in the trunk of the car because of these 15 pound windows.
It's remarkable.
Crazy. The coronavirus made this guy steal a car. And then we got the man who got pulled over for teaching his dog to drive his Buick at 100 miles per hour. So it's a good week. Normally I would go naked sausage thrower. I would do naked sausage thrower. But I got to agree with Tom on this one. The guy who taught his dog to drive. And again, the key to this is that the officer who finally pulled this guy over, doing 100 miles an hour, finally pulls this guy over and sees that there's a pit bull in the driver's seat. So yeah, that's our winner. We don't need a third vote because I agree with Tom that the guy who taught his dog to drive a car at 100 miles per hour, that's definitely the dummy of the week.
Beyond the pale, man.
And it's that's impressive too, because you know, to beat naked sausage throwing, it's got to be pretty good, you know, because naked sausage throwing usually would take the prize. All right. Well, there's our dummy of the week, and we will do it again next week. And now more Friday features with this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, cause Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context. 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 Context.
That's right. Straight out of context is another one of our Friday features. This is when you, the listener, listen to this radio station 24/7, and you should anyway because it's the best. And whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle a little bit, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and we play all of them back every Friday, straight out of context. All right, you ready, Tom?
Yep, ready.
All right.
All right, let's just do this because I know it. We usually do.
Ta-ta-tu-ta-ti.
Weekly mention of that.
That, by the way, is Lou Manfred.
Lou Manfredino.
Lou Manfredini, doing his impression of what it sounds like when you steal signs in baseball. Let's play it one more time.
It's plainly obvious. Let's
take a listen. Ta ta tu ta ti.
Yeah,
that's what it is. It's because you're not listening close enough to the broadcast.
Ta-ta-tu-ta-ti.
All right. But for real. All right, this first one's coming to us from Brian J. It's a guest from the Rogue Con show.
In and out areas would be the one I would focus on.
Talking about cleaning down your car.
Ah, yes.
Keeping your car clean.
Yes.
Another one from Brian. It's a little bit of a celeb one, a local celebrity here. It's Bill Curtis.
Oh!
This thing is growing already.
I believe that's the first time the legendary Bill Curtis has been on.
Well, hot dog.
Has been on Out of Context.
I love it.
It's fantastic.
He's talking about growing food.
Ah.
Talking about farmers. Specifically. Growing food. He's got a great affinity for farmers.
Yeah.
This one coming to us from Carrie. It's Nick DiGilio.
What? Tom is getting it right now. Oh, man. What were you going to get?
I was going to get a Nick D spy.
Oh, that's right. That was last week. Yeah, he got stuck on another computer. That was last Friday. Okay.
All right. This next one, another guest from the Rogue Con show.
Wow.
It seems like he has his guests doing the dirty work here.
Okay.
This one's coming to us from Night Owl.
It's a pretty great package in a lot of ways.
Talking about the stimulus package.
Stimulus package, right.
Stimulus.
Yeah.
I'm certainly stimulated.
You can't, the word package has been like, you know, it's been kind of off limits unless you want to end up on this segment.
Yeah.
Been like that for a bunch of time now. Okay.
All right, next coming to us from Jim. It's a little bit of Dean Richards. Always good to have Uncle Dean.
Dino.
That someone wheeled an organ in here right now.
Talking about play, he knows how to play the organ.
Dean does?
Yeah, he can play the organ.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't know if he's still playing the organ, but he talking about how as a kid his mom had him learn how to play the organ.
We were talking about hidden talents a few days ago. Who knew? Dean plays the organ?
Worked with the man for 2 years. Never knew.
Never knew.
I know.
Wow, man. Well, it's not like there's an organ anywhere near.
Yeah.
You know.
I feel like that's an oversight, but we'll fix that someday. We'll get an organ in here.
Okay.
Next from Fox Valley Mike, it's Pete McMurray.
We're just banging through these things, aren't we?
Oh, boy. What was he talking about?
Talking about charities, naming off charities where you can help out folks.
No, okay.
Just banging through them.
All right.
This next one, another one from Brian. I think it's been a while since he's been on. Here's Roger Badish.
Very early in the morning that I go down.
Oh, man. What show was that on? I can't hear you.
He was on with Pete.
He was on with Pete.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good old news there.
Okay. What was he talking about?
Talking about going down to do your laundry.
Going down to do your laundry.
Yes.
Yes.
Obviously.
Okay.
All right. Another Pete McMurray here. He's having a good week this week. This one's from Wild Bill.
Who else is touching them besides you?
Talking about like your remote controls in your house, right. Wiping those down.
Right.
Another Nick DiGilio here. Oh, man. Always a pleasure. This one coming to us from Canadian Bill.
You know, I've eaten testicles. I pretty much knew that that was gonna end up in this segment.
I would have been disappointed if it didn't.
Yeah. But I have.
I know.
They taste like liver.
A little salty?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Deep fried, though, so good.
Deep fried testicles.
That's right. So let's do one more and then we'll break?
Yeah, one more before we break here. It's John Williams caught by Waukegan Jay.
Oh, man, kid, you shouldn't be fingering the jewelry.
What? What's the context of that?
Talking about a kid that was apparently seen in a Target or something, messing around with the jewelry, you know, just like touching it, you know, playing around with it. Because a kid.
Yeah.
See the jewelry in there. But in this day and age, maybe not a great idea.
Yeah. Absolutely not a great idea. Okay. We got a few more out of context, and we're going to have Nick D's show Spies, and then we'll get funky. And if you want to get in there, oh, there's John Lovitz right now. They're showing what funny you should ask. Louis Anderson. There's Byron Allen.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Natasha Leggero. And Gabriel, what's his name?
Iglesias?
Yeah. So, 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and we are going to take a little break. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
All right, Nick DiGilio show continues right here, and we're continuing it straight out of context. Again, this is when you listen 24/7. Whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context, it sounds a little bit dirty and it makes you giggle, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and we play the selections back every Friday morning. Okay, let's continue.
All right, just a few more here. Waukegan Jay caught John Williams here. It's Steve Grzanich on the John Williams Show.
Uh-huh.
Let's take a listen.
Hey, there's some very helpful videos. I've learned a lot. I know exactly how to do it. Now if I can just put it into action, what I saw.
Oh, that's good.
The internet's a helpful place.
What was he talking about?
You know, I don't remember.
Maybe it's better that way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right. Another Nick D here.
What?
Yeah. Another Nick D. This one coming to us from Lee.
Talking about some big ones. What were we talking about?
Sports calls.
Oh, sports? That was the sports calls?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun, man, listening to those play-by-plays.
Yeah, nothing gets you going like the Miracle on Ice.
Yeah, that's legendary.
Good way to start the day.
God, I remember watching that. Never forget it. Screaming like a loon. So, okay, what's next?
All right, next one here, another Steve Grzanich. This one coming to us from Carrie.
Bro is just, he's by himself at home, right, doing it?
I hope so.
Yeah.
It'd be terrible if he were in public.
Yep.
Another Grzanich here from Carrie.
Trust me, I get it every morning.
Jeez. Grzanich is on fire.
I know. Look at this.
Man, oh man. He is all over the place this week.
He's off the bench. He's got at least a double-double.
Man, that's pretty incredible.
You'll love to see it.
Okay.
All right, and then we'll finish it off here with a little Rokon. This one coming to us from Jeremy.
In my 30s, I was touching other things I shouldn't have been touching.
Oh, Ro.
Oh, there we go.
All right. There it is. Keep your ears peeled when people start getting dirty. Jot it all down, and we'll play it back every Friday. Now we got this. Ooh, ooh,
sounds like. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody
spies.
Like hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody
spies.
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 Like us.
Yeah, there it is. You've seen Spies Like Us, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. That's a funny movie. Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd. Funny.
It's a comedy.
It is. It's very funny. The best stuff in that movie is when they're putting them through all those tests, like setting them on fire, and then they're in that machine that spins around, and their faces stay the same when they... John Landis, man. Okay. So this is Nick D's Show Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7, as you should all the time. And whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to know about it. You're a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right. What do we got?
All right. Big week for spies. Four.
Four of them?
Four spies.
Good God.
Although admittedly by two people. So.
Okay.
First one is John Hansen, coming to us from Susan in Wheeling.
815 says, Nick DiGilio is my hero. He's supporting truckers and everyone else working through this crisis. I've said it before, I've said it again. I'm at the top of the Nick DiGilio fan club. His appreciation and connection with people that are up overnight working, or maybe they can't get some sleep, or they just need someone to talk to. Nick is always there for you, and just an incredible person. I love Nick as well, and that was very sweet. I'll make sure that he hears that.
Oh, man. I'm getting all misty. Thanks for those kind words, John. And thank you to the listener. I appreciate that. Yeah, we're going to continue to pay tribute to the third shifters, the people who have to work through this, you know, and the truckers who are out there on the road. They've always been, you know, they've always been really faithful to the overnight shows here on WGN. And I know a ton of truckers listen to this show and they're listening right now. And we appreciate what you're doing, man, now more than ever. So, but thank you for those kind words.
Well, it doesn't stop there. Here's another John Hansen from Wild Bill.
773, another hero request for Nick DiGilio. And Nick is someone that will immediately pivot it back to the listeners and to everybody else. So I'm glad you're giving him praise here where I can agree with it. He keeps me sane when anxiety and depression keep me awake in the middle of the night. And Nick will be back next week, Sunday night.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that again, man. This means a lot to me, you know. And I've said this a million times before. I don't take this shift lightly. You know, I know what it's like to be, you know, to have insomnia. I know what it's like to be lonely. People are sick. People are scared now. And, you know, because of this, and people can't sleep. So that's why I'm here. And that's why I think the overnight hours are so important. And I don't take it lightly. So I appreciate that. And I appreciate the kind words. It means a lot. So thanks. Okay.
All right. Let's pivot over to Bob Surratt. This one was caught by Brian and Celine.
Bob, when you mentioned Johnny Carson, it reminded me that Nick DiGilio plays a classic Johnny Carson clip at 2:30 in the morning. Maybe you already knew this, but I just thought I'd mention it. It lifts my spirits to hear it in the middle of the night, especially at this time. That's from Mary. Yeah, maybe we should start doing that in the morning.
What, are you ripping me off, Bob?
Boo.
No, hey, the more Johnny Carson played, the funnier it is. I'm glad people like that. I'm glad people are enjoying the Johnny Carson stuff, because we love playing it. I mean, I happen to be one of the biggest Johnny Carson fans in the world. And, I love watching the old Johnny Carson show on Antenna TV, and you know, we have access to like a library full of comedy, and we just want to share it every morning at 2:30. You can expect to hear some Johnny Carson, whether it be some stand up from famous comedians who were there, or like maybe a sketch or two, or a bit, or just an interview that went funny. So yeah, the Carson classics. I'm glad people like it, and we have fun doing that. So okay.
All right, and finally, another Bob Surratt here, sent in from Tom and Johnsburg AJ, and this segment finally gets meta.
Hi, nice man at WGN. I called for the spelling of Steve Grzanich's last name because I had to submit a straight out of context for Nick DiGilio. That's a feature Nick does on the All Night Show, right?
What did I say?
I don't know, but this person just says, I love your show. I make medical supplies. I start work at 6:30 in the morning. That's from Carrie. Well, you better check with Nick, Steve.
Here we go.
What is that feature again? He takes something that one of us say.
So you say something that you mean one thing, but it's sort of meant in, I guess, in a dirty way, right? It's sort of a nasty, out of context sort of way. I've been on there before, so it's sort of it's a badge of honor, I suppose.
And now, since we're talking about it, we're going to be on Nick D's show Spies, which is when Nick D is talked about on any other show on the radio station.
Oh, so he'll play this clip.
Right. It's a good way to cross-promote shows on the station. So
I guess.
Get in a plug for the Bob Surratt Show with Steve Grzanich and News. Mornings on WGN.
5 to 9.
Yeah, no, seriously. It is a great way to cross-promote shows. You know what I mean? That's one of the reasons why I like doing it.
I just can't get over the fact that we played a clip of them mentioning Nick D Show Spies on Nick D Show Spies.
Yeah.
So it's like that bit in Spaceballs where it's like, where are we now?
We're now,
sir.
Yeah.
When was then? That was then. This is now.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. That was pretty funny. Wow, lots of airtime this week. All right. Well, there you go. Yeah, but you heard Bob Surratt. He's coming up at 5. And coming up at 4, we head over to the Bradley place. Our buddies over at Channel 9 WGN TV, and they'll do some early morning news. And then, of course, you got the great Bob Surratt. And we, by the way, are here 24/7. We are here 24/7. WGN never shuts down. We're going to keep you informed. We're going to keep you company. We're going to help get you through this, and we're all going to get through this together. And we'll be happy when we get on the other side of this. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Should we play the theme now and then take a quick break for weather?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jam's Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. Every Friday, we get funky and start off your weekend with Fly Jams Friday. And your DJ is Luscious Hushus. Now, let's say hello to Luscious Hushus.
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushus, baby.
There he is. And he's going to play the tunes. If you've got any requests for some funky R&B or some soul music or anything that's fly, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, and we will play a bunch of Fly Jams to kick off Fly Jams Friday.
You brought sunshine to my sky when there was rain. You brought beauty to a world that was plain. You brought joy when there was only pain. That's why.
Nick DiGilio here. Is that our first Fly Jam?
Yes, it is.
Okay, who requested that?
It's coming to us from our pal Roosevelt. It's the Jaggers. That's Why Baby I Love You.
That's Why Baby I Love You. Our first Fly Jam of the morning. Fly Jams Friday, 312-981-7200. This is when we play some funky music and some lovely R&B. Everything that falls under the fly flag. So, all right, what do we got? What do we got next?
All right, coming up next, it's a little bit of Luther Vandross, the man himself. This is coming to us from Rasco. Thanks very much, Rasco.
Lately, love keeps keeping me awake at night, tossing and turning my life. Wanna kiss, wanna hold you so. Whether you know or not, when you just hurry away, leaving me laying there in shock. I just wanna be the one that you wanna see. I just wanna have you near me. But you lie away almost every day. You work a lot,
yeah. Man, he was smooth. Luther, man. Luther Vandross. You know that, have you ever had the Luther Burger?
The Luther Burger?
You're not familiar with the Luther Burger?
I am not, but it sounds delicious.
It's a bacon cheeseburger that's served on, instead of a bun, it's a glazed donut.
Oh, man.
Oh, I've had it. It's good.
It sounds so good.
It's really, really good. And it's called a Luther Burger because Luther Vandross invented it. I guess he didn't have any bread or bun or anything, so he just took a glazed donut and he cut it in half and put the bacon cheeseburger in the middle of it.
The voice of an angel and the taste buds of a genius.
Yeah, I've had the Luther Burger a few times. It's really good. Satisfies that whole sweet savory thing like nothing.
Well, they're doing that at kind of something like that at the Dunkin' now with Snoop Dogg's glazed sandwich.
Yeah.
It's not the only thing that's glazed.
Snoop Dogg. Yeah, his eyes are glazed over. Oh, man. All right. What's our next request?
All right. Next request is coming to us from Mike in Louisville. They Only Come Out at Night by Peter Brown. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, man. Who requested that?
It's Mike in Louisville.
Mike in Louisville.
Love the album cover, too. It's a cat in a leather jacket.
Like a real cat?
Yeah.
So wait, like a real cat with a leather jacket on?
I mean, it's drawn.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, it looks like a real cat. You know, like,
but it's a drawing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, did they actually take a real cat and put it in a leather jacket?
PETA would be going nuts.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, cool album cover. There it is. You know, that's a topic that we can do. Great album covers?
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of very cool album covers. I'm trying to think of some of my favorites. I think Physical Graffiti is a great album cover.
Oh, yeah.
And the great thing is, like, if you've got the vinyl, you can slide it out and switch the sides and something different will be in each window. By the way, the first time that I ever went to New York City, I went directly to that building. That was the first thing I did. Went directly to that building, got a picture of me taken out in front of it. The Physical Graffiti building, Lower East Side. Okay, what's happening now?
What's happening now is this. The Brothers Johnson.
Please.
Strawberry Letter.
One of my favorite songs.
This is coming to us from Mark in Albany Park.
Hello, my love, I heard a kiss from you. Red magic satin playing near two. All through the morning rain I gaze, the sun doesn't shine. Rainbows and waterfalls run through my mind.
So you know what's funny about this? It's called Strawberry Letter 23, but they never say Strawberry Letter 23. They only say Strawberry Letter 22 in the song.
So weird.
I love that song.
Oh, it's incredible.
It is a great song. It's used hilariously in Jackie Brown. It's playing in the car. It's playing in the car when Samuel Jackson has Chris Tucker in the trunk.
Come on, man. I'm home. I'm high.
That's the only Chris Tucker performance you like.
Pretty
much.
No. He was in... wasn't he in like a drama and he was actually good in it? Or am I nuts?
Oh, I know. It's on the tip of my tongue. I'm going to find it. But
I'm pretty sure he was in a drama. It was a small role, and he was good. He was real good in it. But yeah, he's hilarious in Jackie Brown.
Oh, he's great.
Oh, come on, man! I'm home. I'm high.
He gets plugged in the trunk
while that song is right yeah. after that song is played.
It's great stuff.
All right.
Next one coming to our friend Chris. It's a little bit of Aretha Franklin. Oh. Who is zooming who?
Oh, who's zooming who? Yeah. This was 80s Aretha when she had that that comeback and had those two great duets. Do you remember?
One of them was with Annie Lennox.
And the other one was George Michael.
Yep.
Knew you were waiting for me. I love that song. Okay.
All right. Let's cap it off here, I think.
Yeah.
With a little Isley Brothers. We're all thinking about summer. Hopefully those summer days will be here soon. A little summer breeze.
So great. I was in a play called Repair Guys. It was a short play, part of a festival. And that was the song that opened up the show. They specifically said, we want the Isley Brothers version of it. Total jam. Okay. All right. We got the news from WGN TV coming up right after this.